Read what? Let's do Chazara. Let's do a little Chazara here. Well, it's good. The facts aren't clear to me. So please tell me. What does Tosos hold?
I want to say one fun thing.
What does Tosos hold? Okay, let's start. What's his guiding principle? What wins? What beats everything? Pustules, okay? Now, plug into each case. If there's a presence of... if you have tzmachim, right? When you look at the attachment, you have tzmachim. Does it matter if I have a makah dofen or not? No. Tzmachim wins, right? And if I only have a makah bedofen and no tzmachim, kosher. What's the questionable case? No makah bedofen, no tzmachim. And why?
Really, you should say
in a case where I have no makah bedofen and no tzmachim, what should I say? It's treif. Rav Nachman comes along, according to Tosfos. Rav Nachman comes along and says, according to Vimi, Tosfos. Rav Nachman comes along and says, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Right. Exactly. Okay. When you come across this long wall attachment, what's the problem? The problem is that it's abnormal, right? And we don't have normative categorical methods to solve this problem, right? So in a sense, Chazal hit the wall. There's a wall here. What? The wall, right? Not that wall, right? There's a certain like wall they hit where there isn't any normative halachic categorical thing they can use here. But it's interesting. But they don't say suffix, at least so far. Right? They don't say suffix. They have to treat this thing, they have to categorize this as either kosher. What? Good question. I don't remember. We're going to get to by the Ramban. But for now, the problem right now is that you're looking at this long wall attachment and you have to say to yourself, right now, is this kosher or treif? Right? You have to take this situation and figure out, because it's abnormal, how do I categorize it? I categorize it as treif for kosher. That's the dilemma that the Gemara is facing, that the Rishonim take up. How do I categorize this phenomenon? Because it's an abnormal phenomenon. And the regular methods we use to categorize, like sirach on the long, don't apply here because you have a new variable. You have a wall and this weirdo attachment. The whole thing is strange. Okay? Yes. The next step Ariel's taking is he's saying like this. He's saying that, okay, if the fact that Tosos requires smachim is an indicator of what? And this is why, and by the way, and this is more than that, and this is why, that's why Rav Nachman's a chiddush. Because Tosos is saying the abnormality is the very problem itself. Okay? In other words, like this. I come across this long wall attachment. The fact that it is abnormal, right, already is pushing you in which direction? Treif, right? The abnormality itself is pushing you towards treif. So now, what's the... Now, one more thing. Why does he say it's smachim? What did smachim tell you? Right. Smachim means there's evidence of a nekev on the one. I have actual evidence, right? Oh, there you go. Now you're starting to... Good, good, good. In other words, I already have an abnormality here. When abnormality tells me, start swinging the pendulum towards treifus, smachim tell me what? Smachim give me evidence that qualify this attachment as being a lung-based attachment. See, it's just so easy to set up. So if all I have is an injury to the wall and I have no smachim, right? Everyone agrees it's kosher. Why? Because it's undermined. It's saying you have no right. You have evidence now. You actually have evidence, and you can't say now that this thing is what it calls rooted in something treif. It undermines the treif approach. What? Well, good. Isaac got that nuance. Very good. The only way of Nachman can get out of it is like this. So Avimi is going to say that the presence of the attachment itself is abnormal. It's a biological abnormality. And therefore, you're going down treif lane. Okay? What? According to who? Oh. So Nachman's going to have to say that Rav Nachman's only out is what you're saying. And therefore, what does that do to the attachment? So if I have no evidence, right, how does Rav Nachman what does Rav Nachman do with the attachment? He recategorizes it as something normal. See, that's the question. Is it a biological abnormality, right? Again, this you got to be careful here. It's not Matthias. No! Listen. It's not Matthias. Everyone agrees that in the growth of an animal, you don't have lungs attached to walls. That's an abnormality,
yeah,
right? Oh, right. But since since according to Rav Nachman, these things happen, right? So even though the biological attachment is abnormal, the phenomenon is not abnormal. That's the key. The phenomenon is a normal phenomenon. That's the machlokas of Yimi and Rav Nachman. The question is like this: if I have no evidence, what do I say? If I have no evidence whatsoever, how do? No. The question: what do you mean by normal? In other words, they both. This is where their point of contention is like this. Everyone agrees that biologically, you don't. An animal doesn't normally. A cow normally doesn't have a lung attached to a wall. That's biologically abnormal. And in biological abnormalities, we always go towards treif. But Rav Nachman comes along and says, it may be biologically abnormal. It's true. But the phenomenon occurs quite often. You understand?
Even though it's biologically, it shouldn't happen.
Like there you go. Right. That's a good way to put it. Right. Okay. So that's what not. Oh, why? What? Well, you say that's very nice. You're right. You're right. As a phenomenon, it is. But insofar as the growth of the animal is concerned, biologically, it's still abnormal. I'll give an example, okay? No, I'll give you a great example, okay? Let me give an example. Oh, you have an example? Okay. No, I can say better than that. It's good. Let's go better than that. Let's take ACL injuries, okay? That happen in football quite often, right? You tear something in it, okay. Now, you would never say an ACL injury, by definition, a tear in your ACL is abnormal. If I was born with a torn ACL, that's weird. But it's common for who? For football players. I mean, if I play football, what's going to happen? I'm going to tear an ACL, right? But now, biologically, you wouldn't say a natural man has a torn ACL. That's not part of who I am. My ACLs are nice and good. But if I were born with a torn ACL, you would say that's an abnormality. So even by the football player, in other words, the state of torn ACL in and of itself is abnormal. But on the other hand, I can argue from the perspective of a football player, torn ACL is normal. Right, the Rush says according to Rav Nachman, what? He says according to Rav Nachman, but if I have both, even Rav Nachman would agree it's a lung-based injury because that's what happens to lungs. Meaning that once I have tzmachim, so now the attachment has to be qualified that way. No matter what else happens, right? That's Tosos. So then who's?
Oh, however.
He's saying like this. He's saying that, Yosef Chaim's saying is that like this. He's saying that when you have, there's two ways you look at tzmachim on the lung. You treat the tzmachim on the lung, if you treat these pustules on the lung as being an independent indicator of evidence of a problem, right? That's going to be the total way of learning. But what you're saying is very good according to Ramban. Ramban's not, how does Ramban just say we rely on the injury in the wall? Where does he get that from? Because how does he look at the tzmachim? Ultimately, what are tzmachim?
According to who?
In general.
According to who?
As long, right? So if everything's reliant on the injury to the wall, if I have injury to the wall and tzmachim, how do I treat the tzmachim? As a result of the wall injury. In other words, he's looking at tzmachim in a causal manner. He's saying that tzmachim, if you have tzmachim alone, what do you say?
Bad.
You have to say it's bad. If you have tzmachim alone, you have evidence there's a nekev. You have evidence of a hole. But if you have both, what are you going to say? Right, you're going to say the wall caused it. Okay, good. That's a good step. Be quiet. When you see the attachment, what do you see? You see an abnormality, right? And I guess, or do you see no? You say what? No. Let me rephrase that. Do you say the abnormality is the cause for concern, right? That's what you define it as, meaning it itself is a strike, or do you say no? Meaning, what do you assume by the attachment?
Don't we say one piece is a strike?
When tzmachim are alone, what are they? No, exactly, they're their own phenomenon. They're telling you there's something wrong with the lung, right? But if I have an injury to the wall and then I have tzmachim, how do we look at the tzmachim? It's a product of the wall injury. They don't really have an independent. That's
an injury on the lung.
No, it's an injury on the wall that now produced injury into the lung as well. Like I just said to Akiva, let's say, think of it's not crazy. If I punch you, okay. If I apply a force, okay. When I apply a force, right, to the outside, what's going to happen? So as I apply the force, your blood vessels will start breaking. And if I had hard enough force, it would tear the muscle and let you break the bone. So you'd always say the injury came from what? It was an external injury. It's true. One second. It's true that there's manifest inside other injuries, but we tie it all back to the original injury. Yes. Well, wait a second. So Rav Nachman and Avimi hold, they say, in a case where there's no evidence, so we say it should be kosher. So Avimi's chiddush is his treif. And why? What's his reason? Because Avimi says, well, he says like this. Yeah, he says 50-50 chance, right? I can't say it's one or the other, so what do I say? But why does he say that?
Oh, you wrote Rav Nachman chiddush.
For the Ramban?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. Better. Okay. More than that, but then he says one more thing. You're right. It's good. He says one more thing after that. He said, then we look at the. So therefore, we look at the lung because of the nature of the tissue. So what's he saying? This is the move. Better than that. He's saying like this. He's, I'll tell you what he's saying. No, you're good. He's saying that. Let me say it. He's saying this. He's saying that if I have no evidence, if I have an attachment, right? If I have an attachment, and I have no evidence of makav dofen or lung. So Rav Nachman would say, assume it's kosher because you have no evidence. But what does he say? You're right about saying the opposite, but in a different way opposite, if such a thing makes sense. Rav Nachman recategorizes the attachment. You know what Avimi does? So what does he do? Rav Nachman treats the attachment as being normal now. Because he says situationally it's normal. That's what he says by Tosos. It is situationally. Cows get kicked all the time. But what do you say by, this is such a good idea. What does Avimi... Biologically, it's abnormal. If I have no, according to Avimi, if I have no evidence, why does he hold this trafe? You're saying, you're almost there. Yeah. Okay. Okay, you're right. But one more little step. You're right. It's good. But what is he saying? I mean, no, he's saying this. He's saying that it's as if. You like this? It's as if what? No. Sort of, maybe. I don't know. It's as if what? Rav Nachman recharacterizes the attachment as something else. Avimi doesn't do that. I mean, as being a normal attachment, situationally normal. That's what Avimi does. Avimi does something different.
Yes.
He says it's as if there's no attachment anymore. And now, what do you say? You say, look at the lung and say lungs normally have problems.
No, listen.
No. He said this. He's saying it's true as a physical attachment here. It's true as a physical attachment, right? There is a physical attachment, according to Avimi. There's a physical attachment. Right, but as far as he's concerned, when you say you turn to the physiological, why do you do that? That's one step you have to answer. Why do you turn to the physiological? Right. So what do? You look at the lung as being discrete. You don't look at the attachment. You don't look at. You don't say anymore. Now I have wall and lung attached to each other, and I gotta look at that attachment. You just simply say what? I turn to the lung. Right. I turn to the lung and I treat the lung and I just treat the lung as is, and I say, oh, the lung was injured. And therefore, that's why there's an attachment. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why you go to the physiological. That answers all the questions?